follows them on Twitter, right?
Unless so it's they're like, private.
Yeah, unless they're private.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm following, I know it's different now because I'm, you know, 20, but I'm following a bunch of my professors' like personal accounts on Twitter, which is probably creepy, but I don't care. Like, yeah, they got cool opinions. I want to read these cool opinions.
I like barely even
you're listening
Twitter.
To 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Sorry, I need to do the ID.
Yeah, do it. Yeah,
listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. We've got 1 hour and 3 minutes left of the second hour of the Astro Hour.
Yeah.
The Astro Hours.
Yeah.
I named the show before we switched to the 2 hour format, and I'm just keeping it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, weekly, it works out to 1 hour per week.
Yeah.
Because you're doing a 2 hour show every 2 weeks. So
you would be surprised how much more difficult it is to fill 2 hours every 2 weeks than it is to fill 1 hour every week. It is very hard to come up with material.
But
for 2 hours.
I mean, how much prep do you spend?
Not a lot, but it's still difficult.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you were to take these 2 weeks and actually prep out a show, it wouldn't be hard because you have 2 weeks to do it.
Yeah.
But everything's just kind of improvised and off the whim, so.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's also, it's harder when you guys aren't here because I don't have guests very often, so I just have to do it.
So what you're telling us is that we're important.
We make
the show.
What I'm telling you is that you make for a much less labor-intensive radio experience where I'm not panicking while music is playing to either fill up with BuzzFeed quizzes or other music that I can play. Like, I'm astounded by the fact that 58 minutes has gone by and we haven't done a single BuzzFeed quiz, and I'm happy about it.
Yeah. Oh, we're not going to do any BuzzFeed quizzes.
No, we'll probably
not. That's bold.
We'll just start shouting out actors' names and then say, movies, go!
In the upcoming hour.
Yeah.
Are there any cool station IDs / PSAs that I can play?
Oh, I'm sure there are. No, wait, don't.
Nope. And, oh, hey! Who's that at the who's that at the door? Yeah, come on in. It's great to have you on the air.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Bye, Paul McCartney.
Thanks, Sir Paul.
Thank you, Sir McCartney. So the
he brought his whole band with him, yeah. Too.
Well, the funniest thing about that to me, I'm sorry, I'm going to break the illusion here. Dear readers, Paul McCartney was not actually in the studio. I need to mention that because there's something very important here. I love how the ad agency paid enough money to get Paul McCartney in the studio, right? But they were not willing to pay the royalties on Drive My Car, so they had a cover band do Drive My Car. Like, did you notice that? That was not the Beatles doing Drive My Car. I guess they wasted all their money getting Sir Paul that they couldn't even bother to get the actual song. I love it.
You think, like, people who are celebrities and stuff in, like, the music industry just, like, pick a day where they sit down for 8 hours and read off every single, like, radio station show sign-off, like, that they possibly can that wants them to do it?
Yes.
I imagine there's one day, like when you become famous,
you go into the studio one day and you just start reading stuff out.
And you're listening to WMFO, you're listening to Kiss 108, and you're listening to Amp 103.3, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. You're listening to this, and then you just kind of rattle them off, and you spend one day doing it, and you're done.
I remember when Colbert took over The Late Show, he did this online video about... So, like, you know how CBS, like, will, like... they'll do their news like as local news, so like a local news station will do like their 10 o'clock news, right?
Yeah.
So like down here I think it's WCBB
channel 5.
Wait,
are you looking for
channel
CBS?
4 CBS
WBZ.
CBS is new. WBZ, that's right. So WBZ handles like the 10 o'clock news for CBS, right? Yeah. And that happens all across the country, right?
Yeah.
So Colbert shot promos with like every single local news station across the country for the lead-in into The Late Show from the 10 o'clock news. So like he made jokes with like all of the hosts for all of these local news stations across the country. Like, and they just spent one day filming like all of these, and they just did like a 30-second spot with single one. Like, it's crazy. It's weird how those TV networks work.
TV's weird, man.
TV's very weird.
TV. We don't like TV.
It's
boo.
All about the radio.
Listen to the radio.
Yeah. The radio, that is 91.5 WMFO in Medford. You're listening to the Astro Hour. We've got 58 minutes left of the second hour.
Oh, boy.
Man, if someone counted all of the ums in this radio broadcast, that'd be so bad.
I think we're at a low today.
I think so, and there's very little dead air this episode. Yeah, I think I remember one.
College radio.
Yeah. One dead awkward pause. Air.
Dead air.
Hi, who's that over there?
Avast ye homeowners. Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim Ladin, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results!
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Mm-hmm. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted!
Call Jim Ladd and Meaty at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-YAR.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE.
She's
That's
not a pirate.
888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
I feel like it would
have been... Thank you, Mr. Pirate.
Bye-bye. It would have been more fun if they had the pirate say the last bit. So that reminds me of a song, and we're going to play that song right now.
Full speed ahead, Mr. Kind.
It's fun to charter an accountant and sail the wide accountancy, to find, explore the funds offshore and skirt the shoals of bankruptcy. It can be manly in insurance. We'll up your premiums semi-annually. It's all tax deductible. We're fairly incorruptible. We're sailing on the wide accountancy.
Oh, this is fun, Mr. Cohen. Fetch me another exotic cheroot. To port! Bring a port to Sherry! And the medium dry Sherry to port!
Thank you.
We're back. That was Talking Heads to Take Me to the River. Before that was Monty Python with the Accountancy Shanty. Fabulous. Why am I getting texts? Who's texting me? People talking about movies.
Is it people talking about movies that we've talked about?
No. Okay. No, it's people talking about Lady Bird.
Oh.
Great movie. Everyone should see it.
You know, it's gonna win Best Picture. That studio has put out two movies like recently that have both gotten a lot of praise. A24.
Yeah, it's A24. And they put out Disaster Artist.
Lady Bird and Disaster Artist, but they've both gotten really, really, really high praise.
They're a big time studio right now. I mean, they put out Moonlight, which obviously won the Best Picture last year.
Oh, you mean La La Land didn't?
Yeah, not La La Land.
I hated La La Land, so I am happy that happened.
I go back and forth on La La Land. Like, La La Land makes me very happy, but I don't think it's a good movie.
It's not a good movie.
Yeah. I love watching La La Land. I haven't watched it since it came out, because I don't want to watch it at home. I want to watch it in the big theater at the Somerville Theater, obviously. But it makes me happy.
Yeah.
The music makes me smile. The dancing makes me smile.
I was a big fan of Manchester by the Sea.
I was not. So
I liked it, but now I have a hard time reconciling my enjoyment of it.
With Casey Affleck?
Casey Affleck. Because, I mean, Casey Affleck did a great job in that film. There's no question about that, but because of...
You can separate art from the artist. I think that's fine. Although it's very interesting to see, like...
I have a hard time doing that. Because same thing with Brand New. Like, Jesse Lacey being awful. A
pedophile? Yeah.
Jesse Lacey being a garbage human being and a pedophile.
Yeah. Well, I always knew there was something
He's always been sort of a creepy dude, but... Yeah. I liked the music, but now that there's a lot more concrete evidence to the fact, I'm like, okay, I like Deja Intendu a lot, and I love Your Favorite Weapon, but
Great album.
Your Favorite Weapon is a great pop punk album, and I love it. It's I will argue it's my favorite of the Brand New albums, even probably better than Deja Intendu. So I'll probably be alone in that. That's my hill to die on, and I'll be alone on that.
I would say Your Favorite Weapon's better than Deja Intendu.
Thank you.
No, okay. I would definitely say that.
Okay.
I don't like a lot of the songs on that album.
I get into arguments with family members who love Deja Intendu, and I'm like, Your Favorite Weapon is 10 times better. Anyway, but because of the fact that Jesse Lacey is an awful human being, and...
I mean, on a similar note, Ridley Scott has that movie out now that originally had Kevin Spacey in it. Mm-hmm. And then when the allegations came out against Kevin Spacey, is that a month and a half ago? 2 months ago, maybe?
Feels like longer than that.
I think it was 2 months.
Either way, they immediately reshot every single scene he was in the movie with Christopher Plummer in a month. There are 22 scenes that he was in, and they reshot all 22 scenes and then re-edited them into the movie.
Wow.
Like, with a new actor in 2 months. And the movie's out now.
There's a Hard Times article about... Kevin Spacey was one of the Call of Duty games.
Yeah.
It's like, new patch replaces Kevin Spacey with Tom Hanks in Call of Duty. And the Hard Times posted that out. And then they posted a picture of someone in their DMs like, I don't see Tom Hanks in my game. I downloaded the newest patches. And they're like, you have to contact support. Xbox support or the game company support. It's Xbox
support. Hi, Tom Hanks isn't in my game anymore. Well, the funniest thing about it, right, is so Kevin Spacey was originally playing John Paul Getty, right? Who's in the movie is super old. And to make Kevin Spacey look that way, they put on... just an ungodly amount of prosthetics, right? And had him do it to the point where he doesn't even look like Kevin Spacey. And then when they recast it with Christopher Plummer, who is super old, and it just makes so much more sense for him to play the part in the first place.
Well, I think
that I'm watching it, I'm just like, you make so much more sense as an actor.
I think it's because Kevin Spacey's just that huge name coming off of the House of Cards.
Yeah, and he's a great actor. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So as a director, I would obviously want to work with Kevin Spacey, but Ridley Scott apparently made the decision within hours.
Wow.
Contacted the studio and was like, we're going to reshoot this movie. And I don't know why they chose Christopher Plummer or how quickly they were able to choose him, but...
First one to reply gets the spot.
I guess, yeah. They just sent...
Plummer was the first one to reply.
Sent an email out to Christopher Plummer and I'm trying to think of other old distinguished actors.
Who's the guy who plays Doc Brown?
Matt Damon.
Yeah, Christopher Lloyd. I'm JP Getty. I drill all the oil out of Saudi Arabia.
Great Scott.
Great Scott. I bought all this art. The Zach Getty Museum. Ever been to it?
Zach is waving his hands about frantically for anybody who cannot see that.
He's doing a really, really bad Doc Brown impression.
My Christopher Lloyd impression is very bad unless you look at me in person.
And then it's still pretty and bad, okay.
I puff up my hair and I put on my lab coat, which I have for some reason.
Yeah, Zach, where'd you
get
that lab coat?
He never leaves home without his lab coat.
I do have a lab coat. I've never actually worn it, but really? I do have a lab coat.
I was surprised as to why the bag you carried when I picked you up this morning was so big. It's because you were taking your lab coat.
Wait, do I have anything else? I just have my laptop in my bag and a Mr. Crepe gift card.
And your lab coat.
If you would like this Mr. Crepe gift card,
call in.
At the Astro
855-915-WMFO.
I hate you.
I didn't do it.
Off. Out.
Why'd you shut off my mic?
Because I forgot which one was.
9636.
Sean, you're in the corner. I'm not joking. I want you to get in the corner for 10 minutes.
No.
You're in the corner.
Not the corner of shame.
No, I mean it. Get in the corner.
No.
You're sitting at your chair right now. I want you to get in the corner.
This is my spot. It's kind of a corner. I have my own little corner.
No, get in the corner away from your mic.
Why? I'll just...
Because you were bad.
I could yell loudly.
Zach.
You were bad.
Sean is tweeting the phone number.
That's awful.
Zach doesn't like
Here's the only Vampire Weekend song I like.
Thank you.
That was the wedding dance from Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. That followed A Punk by Vampire Weekend, the only good Vampire Weekend song.
That's a stretch to say that there is even a good Vampire
Weekend. That's a good song. Like that. Wouldn't you say A Punk is a good song, Sean?
I like that song.
Two out of three. Two out of three ain't bad. And also,
as Meatloaf said, two out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Can we play that song? I love Meatloaf.
Maybe. Yes. My mom loves Meatloaf in a weird way.
Meatloaf is great.
I think my mom loves Meatloaf. My mom likes
Mrs. Going, could you text Zach to confirm whether or not you like Meatloaf, please and thank you?
I mean, she's definitely going to text me in the next 10 seconds without you even asking. I really want to do
also,
this
hi.
One BuzzFeed quiz, which is build a home and we'll give you a TV boyfriend. But it's not good for radio because it's just me describing houses. And I don't know architectural styles that well. Like, I don't know how to do that.
We'll
I'm
go
just
going
to pick what...
We'll go live on Twitter.
Yeah, picking a living room. I'm trying to pick whichever one makes me look most like the Addams Family. We'll see. That's kind of like woodsy. I don't know. Ooh. Oh, yes. Oh, I don't know.
Bad radio.
Yeah, this is bad radio.
So during the musical break, Sean came up with a great segment. Sean, would you like to describe your segment?
This segment's called Waste Tufts Money. And what we'll do on this segment is find the most expensive royalty songs that Tufts has to play and then play them really low in the background of us talking.
Pretty sure that's not how this works.
Pointless. It's pointless. It's like the songs are almost inaudible. But they still have
inaudible.
To pay.
Inaudible.
They're not edible, and they have to pay royalties on it, but we'll just talk over it. But it's fine, because it's free for us.
Googled most expensive royalty song, Unchained Melody.
Let's play it.
Why is that the most expensive? Who's that even by?
10 richest songs of all time. Let's see. According to this website, Pajiba.
Okay, wait. So I need to choose an extra room in my house.
Oh, well, the number one.
Do I get a library, a walk-in closet, a wine cellar, a home theater, an indoor pool, or a finished basement? I think I'm between library and wine cellar. Both of those seem pretty creepy, and I like them.
I think you should do wine cellar, because then if you ever have a friend that betrays you, you can seal them up.
Lock with, them seal in the them wine up cellar.
In bricks and mortar.
I like can the drug cask them and then
of Amontillado.
Amontillado.
Amontillado. Is it not Amontillado?
No, it's is a it? Cask of Amontillado.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Curse of the Count of Monte Cristo?
I'm definitely going to do a library over a wine cellar. I'm sorry. Choose something extra outdoors.
What about a bell room? Zach, what about a bell room?
Should I get a gazebo?
Zach, you're not listening.
Oh, garden. Oh, my TV boyfriend is Spencer Reed from Criminal Minds. I have no idea who that is.
He's the Matthew Gray Gubler, right? That guy?
I don't know Criminal Minds.
Turn the monitor.
That guy?
Yes. He's like, he's very funny on Twitter. Let me show you. I'm going to Google. This is bad radio.
But I'm not dating the actor. I'm dating the character from Criminal Minds. All I know is that I want a house to the library or a wine cellar or both.
This was the guy who played him's Twitter picture.
The problem is, like, if you get a wine cellar in your house, you need to buy a lot of, wow. You need to buy like a lot of wine in order to fill a wine cellar. Like that is a lot. That is a big investment. That being said,
yeah,
if you have a library, you're going to have to buy a lot of books.
Library.
But I have a lot of books already. Like
I just bought all these books. This is next to my car. My new Lamborghini. I just bought I'm most proud of these three bookshelves that I just filled.
Do you not know what I'm talking about?
No.
You've never seen that. Do you know what I'm talking about, Chris?
Yeah, he does. Okay. Explain it.
What is this?
So on YouTube, like almost there was a like I was like last year, every single ad before you could watch the video was this one guy.
And it was like a 3-minute long ad.
Yeah, it was a 3-minute long ad. It was this one guy that would come out and he would say, "Oh, hi, I didn't see you there. I just bought my new car. It's a new Lamborghini that I just got. It's, Google. God, what's his name?
No.
It's like we're gonna look this guy up now. Google, yeah, I just bought a new car. And I swear to God, he'll come up. And he would go on for 3 minutes about how to be successful, right? But if you actually watch
my mom says, "Yes, I like meatloaf, but I tried not to text you back because you said I would." Unchanged Melody was the song we danced to at our wedding.
Oh my God.
Great. What is the song? Who wrote it? Why is this apparently the most expensive song ever?
It's also Simon Cowell's favorite, I guess.
And I have no idea what it is. And it's also the song my parents danced to at their wedding.
Now you're going to have to Google it and play it. They're going to have to play it.
Wait.
Oh, God.
What are you looking up?
Unchained Melody.
No, you know what? I can't do this. I was just going to look up random Gilbert Gottfried quotes and have them play, but I don't trust any random Gilbert Gottfried quotes to be clean for radio. Gilbert Gottfried. I was the center square in Hollywood Squares. Was he the center square? I don't even remember.
I've never seen
I thought Whoopi Goldberg was the center square.
Are you talking about the new?
It's by the Righteous Brothers. Who are the Righteous Brothers?
The Wright Brothers? They invented flight.
No, the Wright, whatever. I'm just going to do this BuzzFeed quiz. Buy some clothes and we'll guess your favorite Stranger Things character.
Is it just visuals again? Or is...
The problem is these are all women's clothes. I'm going to do black. I always wear black and white. That's... Oh, definitely Chuck's. Pick a bag. I guess this backpack, again, it's all women's clothes. That's a problem. And some sunglasses.
Here in my garage, just bought this new Lamborghini here.
Yep, it's this guy.
Here in the Hollywood Hills. But you know what
this
I like?
This guy, every ad on YouTube, this man would come up.
Knowledge.
In
fact, I'm a lot more proud of these 7 new bookshelves that I had to get installed to hold 2,000 new books that I bought. It's like the billionaire Warren Buffett says, the more you learn, the more you earn.
So you just bought a bunch of books.
My TEDx talk where I talk about how I read a book a day.
Oh, the TEDx talk.
Stop.
It's again about the knowledge. In fact, the real
Introducing new...
Oh, wait.
No ads. So if you listen to this video, he goes on and just he's
Hello,
like,
"Hello, everyone. This is review." All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with yet another review. So this review is. Has really come to fruition. And now
Simin, have you guys seen this?
Great value purified
drink. Have you guys not seen Running on Empty Food Review? He's the best food reviewer.
Hello, everyone. This is Running on Empty Food Review. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you guys not seen this?
I have.
It's a young boy in a suit with slick back hair reviewing food. In this episode, he's reviewing Burger King mac and Cheetos. Running on empty food review. In the spirit of running on empty food review, my friend Danny and I, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to any English teachers who are listening.
We know there are plenty of you.
There are so many of you. In their spirit, one day we went and bought 2 gallons of purified water by different people and reviewed them. the Poland Spring won. The Poland Spring got an 8 out of 10, and the Acadia, which was the Stop and Shop store brand distilled water, got a 7.5 out of 10. So
seems like you did a really, like very high numbers for them.
It's hard.
What would low water be?
It's hard to mess up distilled water.
Yeah, I don't know.
Had a little bit of a bitter taste to it, the Acadia.
Yeah.
It was a little bitter, so you know. The Burger King Fruit Loops Shake Review.
Hello, everyone.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Review.
This is
review.
This is Running on Empty.
This is
Food Review.
This is bad radio because we are watching YouTube videos.
This is Running on Empty Food Review. Here's one of my favorite songs by Fleetwood Mac.
Now I
That was Blondie with One Way or Another. Can't be an episode of the Astro Hour without playing a Blondie song. And before that was an amazing song by Fleetwood Mac called Come. Amazing song. Filthy song. Great. I believe you have a message for us,
I do.
Chris.
I do.
Cool. I mean, please feel free.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best of their winter holidays, however they may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freedom-loving listeners back in the new year.
I love it. I wish we had timed that with the chorus. We're just going to leave this on in the background. Yeah. I kind of like it.
Who doesn't love Fast Car?
Yeah, Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Man, I really wish we had timed that with the chorus. So good. One of my friends
put it down, Sean. Sean's desperately trying to put down the PSA binder. And he's just can't figure out a way to put it down.
One of my friends had her birthday party recently.
Was it a Tracy Chapman Fast Car themed birthday party?
Partially. And we had a collaborative Spotify playlist, and on it were how many different versions of Fast Car. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow.
5 versions of Fast Car.
We're all going to try to sing?
6. Never mind. 6 versions of Fast Car.
Play them all at once.
No.
Oh my God.
I don't even think that's possible.
6
different. Is there even a chorus to the song?
I got a feeling that I know. That's all I know.
Is there? Wait, I don't know. There it is. Oh, yeah, it's not really good. I'm sorry that I logged the song. No, it's fine. Tracy Chapman deserves
my money. You're going to play that whole chorus now.
No, I don't need to play the whole chorus to the song.
Zachary.
No, well, this I already going, exited out of the song.
This is going. Please text your son and tell him he has to play the whole song.
Haha, you got your mic shut off.
I got muted. Please call in.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I muted Sean preemptively as he looks up at the number written on the ceiling.
It's on the wall.
On the wall. It's basically the ceiling.
I mean, there is stuff written all over the ceiling.
Hey, Chris, you know what I ate today? One big burger from Five Guys. I'd rate it a 9 out of 10.
You've already messed this up, and I want you to stop. I want you to stop. I know that you're doing this just because. Oh,
I will absolutely not.
One of my friends needs me to save a snap streak. Oh,
I will
gosh.
Absolutely not be tweeting out the number that you can call us from.
Yeah, please
that number's
don't.
Not
855.
Okay, guys, stop. There we go. I just did
on-air snap streak.
I did an on-air snap streak. I saved a snap streak.
Oh, good.
30 out of 30 days. That's pretty good.
My highest one right now is 178.
Oh, my highest is 82.
I got to
a 170 something, and then it broke, which sucks. But you know what are you gonna do? Hold my avocado. I'm a millennial. I'm a millennial, man, is a quote by one of my professors.
Is he a millennial?
Barely. He's like on the line.
Is he like 33? Because that's like the cutoff of a millennial somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Like 85. Know. Bless you.
I love the
such bad radio.
The noise we're getting. Got, like some bless truck you. Going by.
Yeah, that's definitely
these mics pick up quite a bit.
Yeah, these mics are sensitive. They're very sensitive. ASMR. Do you know about ASMR?
No.
Can I explain this to you? You don't know ASMR?
You haven't explained it, whatever yours.
Oh my God. ASMR.
Do we have enough time?
I can explain it in like 3 minutes. It's like an online YouTube relaxation videos where people, usually young, attractive women, will make weird sounds, soft sounds, into a stereo microphone to relax you and give you very weird sense. You know that feeling where like you'll hear a sound and you'll get like a tingly feeling? It's sounds specifically designed to give you that tingly feeling. Wow. It's very strange. I could play some. There's weird things about ASMR.
Give us
some
tingly feelings. What does ASMR stand for?
So the fun thing is that it's actually a made up. It's a very made up acronym by people who, like, this community just kind of popped up from relaxation videos, and people gave it this weird acronym that it's like audio sensory meridian response.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Play some.
Meridian is a fake word. Meridian is not a word.
The prime meridian. That was from a movie that I don't know.
Meridians are a way of measuring longitude.
I hate you. But still, it has nothing to do with this.
That's the history degree in me.
The person who came up with the acronym decided on the word meridian because they thought it was a more more appropriate word than orgasmic. They thought that it was like a synonym.
Yikes.
It is not a synonym.
No. But
I don't want to play any ASMR.
Do it. Play it.
The FCC call.
Well, we got headphones on. This is gonna be wild.
It gives people weird, like it's very strange.
Okay, but they don't know what we're talking about.
Just
though.
Tapping. Let me see if I can find some just, because I especially don't want, it's very strange. ASMR tapping, no speaking. Okay, this is a good one. Oh wait, but there's an ad first.
We don't endorse this ad. Yeah.
There's a Wix
ad. I just bought a new Lamborghini. Oh, here at my car. Here at my car. But I'm on these seven books.
Listen to the ASMR. Shh. Hold on. Here it comes.
What is happening?
Wait.
I don't like that. That's like someone rustling.
This isn't relaxing at all.
Okay, wait. Let's get into some more tapping.
Ooh, that's weird. Feels like they're tapping on the headphones.
Yeah.
This isn't relaxing at all. I couldn't sleep with this.
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like that one?
No.
Let me find another
It's like one's... I don't know. I don't like that sound. It's like when someone's chewing into the microphone. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
Or when someone does this. I hate that.
Oh.
Stop it. I will punch you.
Then I don't think. So there's an entire. So there are branches of ASMR that are entirely dedicated to like different sounds. They're called triggers.
Oh, and no. Zach, oh, no.
I will warn you not to play this right now. I hate the. Oh, my God. God almighty. Stop it.
Now, I haven't even gotten into the weirdest.
I didn't take off my headphones because it was awful.
I'm not going to play any of these. So there's an entire.
Why are you doing this? Now it's all it is stuck in my head.
There are weird ASMR role plays out there.
How do you get a sound stuck in your head?
Because I can just hear it.
There's a lot of doctor ones where people will like give you like ear exams.
Oh my
like fake
God.
Ear exams or like fake eye exams.
No, I'm so curious.
Then there are like even weirder ones. There are like flight attendant ones.
What?
There's Bob's Burgers ones.
Do the Bob's Burgers.
What's the Bob's Burgers one?
I want to know what it is.
Someone dressed as Linda, just pretending to be Linda.
Play it.
There are weirder ones.
I need to hear the Bob's Burgers one right now.
Okay. There's vampire ones, which are even weirder.
Do you have to log these?
No, and I'm not going to. Hold on.
Just a little cold.
Wait, let me.
Where's my pen? Wait. And a drink.
She's just taking your order.
What?
But like she's whispering.
She doesn't sound anything like Linda.
No, she really doesn't.
Oh, jeez, Bobby.
Hogwarts Snape cosplay ASMR. There's a lot of spa ones, obviously, because that's like, there are a lot of sounds you can do. Zombie apocalypse.
What?
That's gynecologists.
What?
People do crazy ones.
None of these sound relaxing.
There's one person that I found that just parodies the whole thing. Like one of hers is stabbing you ASMR, teaching you Scottish phrases.
The Scottish phrases.
All right.
I hope this is like filled with.
Well, she's also doing sounds.
Why are they whispering?
Because that's the whole point. Is the
supposed to be relaxing? I guess.
Wait.
Okay. I can't hear you.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's all whispering.
What's the stabbing you?
It's just the sound of knives. Oh, it's really bad.
Oh my god.
Circus kidnapping. The vampire ones are the weirdest ones. Because it's
circus kidnapping.
It's people pretending to be a vampire, like keeping you prisoner, and then they just start feeding off of you. Do you want the sound of,
yeah,
of them feeding?
Yes. Yeah, play
are
it.
You sure?
Yeah, play it.
Oh, no.
Oh my god.
So that's ASMR.
I got a chill that just ran down my spine.
Yeah,
that
went down. Yeah, it's creepy.
Oh,
that's the sound.
I hate everything that we just did in the last 5 minutes.
It's very clever. It's very clever, though.
No, it isn't. It's creative. It makes me angry. And this chair keeps, like, I don't know if something's wrong with this chair.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. This is the end of hour two. We got 6 minutes left.
Oh boy.
What are we going to do?
I think we did a pretty good job today.
The song that I want to play us out with is
Tracy Chapman Fast Car.
It is not Tracy Chapman Fast Car. I'm trying to figure out how long it is. It's a Neil Cicerega song.
Ooh, which one?
2 hours went by quick.
Is it a Neil
Cicerega or a Lemon Demon?
It's a Lemon Demon.
Demon. Lemon. I don't know why it's that Lemon Demon.
Lemon Neil Cicerega, demon. Who's him and Kevin Smith and Ryan Murphy.
Kevin James, not Kevin Smith.
Whoops. Kevin James. I met Kevin James once. He's a nice guy.
Kevin James, like the real Kevin James or this Kevin James?
Like Neil Cicerega, Kevin James.
He's good friends with my cousin. He's a very nice guy.
Them in the rest, as guaranteed video, they're doing an event at
work. Yeah, I saw that.
On the 4th, which I'm deaf going to go to. Because they've got some really great short films. Boston Underground Film Festival.
What did you think of Year of the Snake?
I thought that one was kind of stupid. I liked the other ones.
I liked Mr. Basement.
I love Mr. Basement. I show Mr. Basement to everybody. Have you seen Mr. Basement?
No.
Once we're done with the show, we're going to show you.
We're going to tweet it via the Astro Hour Twitter account at the Astro Hour. Everyone should go watch Mr. Basement on YouTube right now. It's 5 minutes.
You know what you should play us out with? Everybody's pants now.
No, I'm gonna play us off with Reaganomics because it's a banger.
We've listened to that song before. I think it's like 4 or 5 minutes,
and it's awesome. It's 3.5.
Three and a half.
Yeah, Everybody's Pants Now is also great, and it's filmed right in Assembly Row in Davis Square.
Ooh. Yeah,
there's the scenic Somerville.
There's the convenience store that I don't want to give the name. No, I didn't want to give the name because I don't want to give free advertising.
Well, Tedeschi's doesn't exist anymore, so.
Store 24.
It's been changed.
Circle
to,
K?
No.
Something's going
7-Eleven bought something Tedeschi's.
Weird. Something weird is going down at the Circle K.
Yes. What is that line? It's not something weird. It's like strange things are afoot at the Circle K. That's a great movie. Everyone should go watch Mr. Basement, and then you should go watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Have you seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Sean?
You've told me about it.
You need to see it,
you've
Sean.
Never seen it?
I think is it on Netflix?
No. They used to have Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey on Netflix.
This is also a great movie.
Yeah, not as good as
the first one.
Bob Genghis Khan, Dave Beethoven, and what was the last one? They didn't give him a name.
And this is
Dave Beethoven?
Is it just Joan of Arc?
Bob Genghis Khan? I'm going to Google this, so.
Dave Beethoven, Socrates.
This is a fun fact.
Oh, and this is Abraham Lincoln.
This is Abraham Lincoln.
Here's a fun fact. My parking meter is now up. The time on it was 1:56 because I had my mom stop by and throw some change in it.
What? You had your mom